The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
During the pandemic, you may well remember seeing pictures of abandoned streets with only one living thing present, a fox. And since then, it appears that foxes have got much more comfortable being around their human companions when it comes to urban areas. So why are there so many foxes in our cities, and what should we do when we see one? Dr. Colin Lawton is a lecturer in zoology at University of Galway, and he joins us now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, are we imagining we're seeing more, or are there a lot more than there used to be?
Well, we don't think there are more foxes than there used to be in our cities. We think it's more that they're becoming a bit bolder and are less wary of the people that they share the cities with. And so they're just not as hidden as they would have been before.
One of the observations I would make is that maybe 10 years ago, the fox appeared to me to be a nocturnal animal by and large. I would see them after dark if I went walking or whatever. But now I see them at all times of the day.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think that, animals are nocturnal for a few reasons. It's a great way of staying away from people, as I said, but also that's when foxes food. They like to eat a lot of rodents, and that's when the rodents are most active. But more and more foxes in our urban areas are eating food that's left out by people. They're becoming a bit bolder. They're happy to go into gardens, and so they're turning up at all times of day, as you say.
I see them strolling across my garden, and strolling is the word. Even though there's a dog in the house, they don't seem to be particularly worried about that. I presume they know they can run up a fence, whereas the dog cannot.
Yeah, well, foxes are very adaptable and opportunistic, and so they take this. They learn very quickly what's a danger and what isn't. But they're very good climbers. They'll stay out of the way of dogs. They give them a wide berth, but they know that they probably are able to get away from them quite easily. So they just learn and they avoid what might be a danger.
I mean, they are clever creatures because we've had reports in one particular golf club where a fox came up to a golfer's bag while he was on the tee box trying to aim his ball down the fairway, and the fox manages to get up to the bag and take out a Mars bar and scoff it.
Well, this is the thing. I think one of the things we're currently doing a survey of our urban foxes, and we find that people generally have very, very positive opinions about them in urban areas. And so the foxes generally aren't getting any bad experiences when they approach people, and they just realize it's all a risk and reward. And so they realize that this golfer isn't particularly paying attention to them, and there's a nice Mars bar on offer, and it's worth the risk.
Now, they have no natural predators. I presume the main predator is a motor car.
That's absolutely it. So in other countries, there would be other animals. They'd be what we call a meso predator, so in the middle, but with other animals that would eat them. But in Ireland, we don't have wolves or bears or anything else, so the foxes are sort of the top of the pile, and so don't really have much threat other than from humans and, as you say, from cars.
Where do foxes typically live in the cities?
Well, they like anywhere where there's a bit of undergrowth, so they're very often found in parks and in waste ground, but more and more they'll venture into gardens or even live in gardens if there's heavy undergrowth at the back. So they like to make dens, but they're quite lazy, so they don't want to go digging out dens if they don't need to. So instead, they'll make use of what's naturally there. So anywhere where there's cover is where you'll find a fox living, and then they'll venture out from there into the streets and into the gardens.
Now, obviously, in rural Ireland, there might be a different set of problems with chickens that might be vulnerable, etc. Although in the battery chicken situation, you don't have the fox running riot in the hen house of yore. But still, there are some farmers who would have a small number of chickens for their own consumption.
Yeah, that's right. And foxes, like a lot of our carnivores, they when they get into a chicken coop, they would, instead of just killing one chicken and running away with it, they'll kill a lot of them. And so they can be quite devastating to a farmer or to anybody who's got livestock. And so we tend to see different attitudes from urban populations, urban humans populations, compared to those of us that live in the rural areas.
Now, foxes will kind of be a bit wary of us, but less so than they were before the pandemic. But still, there are some people who see them as a problem. Concerns about foxes' poo and peeing in my garden where our pet dog is one. Foxes in our estate, they're digging up holes every night in my garden, not in anyone else's garden, just mine. It's driving me crazy. So are there any risks attached to having foxes wandering through your garden?
Well, it can be a bit of a nuisance, as you've just mentioned. Generally, they're not going to attack humans. They'll stay away from them and tend not to cause a problem that way. But one of the things, we call it a human-wildlife conflict. So you've got humans having an impact on the wildlife, and then also the wildlife having impact on humans as well. But what can happen is you can have people whose neighbours are delighted to have the foxes, they're leaving out food for them and so on, and then that sort of impacts on the people who aren't so keen on them. Yeah, they can cause a bit of noise as well, particularly during mating season. They can be very loud, so that can be another problem that people have.
It is the sound of the banshee, there's no question about it. It's quite an extraordinary screechy sound they make. Now, Eileen's been on. Can you please ask your expert about a fox, a female, I think, who's very, very thin? I've seen her during the day. Should I call a wildlife organisation about this fox? What would you advise?
Well, there's as they're wild animals, the best thing that people can do is leave them alone. If there is a concern about an animal, they could either contact one of the wildlife rescue centres or contact the National Parks and Wildlife Service, whose wildlife rangers would be the people who should take care of these sort of things.
I know we had a fox. We had a fox years ago who had the mange, and you could tell by the tail. The tail had vanished. The brush was gone. And we were advise, you know, can you put drops on the fox, the mange drops? No, you can't, because you can't get near the fox. But eventually we put food out with the drops in the food, and the fox recovered. And not alone that, the fox would come very close and allow us to feed the fox by a spoon. So, and then when she was recovered, off she went. That was fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Mange is one of these things. When the fox population gets very high, they're in contact with each other much more, and so mange would suddenly break out because it passes from fox to fox. So, you can sometimes see it, and it looks quite bad because it basically causes the animals to scratch a lot, and that leaves these bald patches all over the body.
Yeah, and they need protein, I think, to recover. Anyway, you're doing a survey or have done a survey on fox populations?
We have a survey open at the moment. So if people see foxes in urban areas, we'd really love to hear from them. The survey is open on the National Biodiversity Data Centre website, which is just biodiversityireland.ie. We'd really encourage people to record any wild animal that they see. It's a brilliant portal to use, and it's this information from all the people around Ireland that really helps us to learn more about our wild animals.
Very good. Final question, very quickly. Do foxes kill cats?
Generally, no. I think they would mutually ignore each other as best they can. I think any animal given an opportunity might, but I think it would be very unusual. I don't think a fox would be able to catch a cat in most circumstances.
Dr. Colin Lawton, lecturer in zoology at University of Galway, thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.